Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week we're talking about Jesus as a teacher. We're going to look at a story that happened fairly early in his public life and ministry. It follows on some of the stories that we've already explored. And we're going to look at this story to try to see how Jesus was a teacher, but much, much more. But that wasn't all he was. Here's what happened when he went to his hometown.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll, and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, and gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
So Jesus was invited to come and speak, to read from the Bible, the Old Testament scriptures, at his local synagogue. This wasn't anything really unusual. Any Jewish male could do that if they were able to get permission from the leader of the synagogue. And so this wasn't entirely unusual for a young man to come up and read from the Old Testament scriptures. He read from the scroll of Isaiah, one of the great prophets of Israel, and so again, that wouldn't have been unusual. This would have been, you know, a go-to passage for people. This would have been well known. The prophet Isaiah is a great big source of interesting prophetic nuggets. And in Jesus' time in particular, there was a lot of interest in these kinds of passages. Because this passage from Isaiah, people believed it was referring to someone called the Messiah. It was talking about this figure who was going to come, and as we see here, who was going to liberate captives, liberate the oppressed, who was going to heal people, heal the blind, help them see. There was this great, promising, hopeful figure who was going to come and set things right. And they called him the Messiah. Another way to say Messiah is Christ, or Anointed One. There was a kingly side to this Messiah as well. Like I said, it meant Anointed One, and kings were made by anointing them in Israel. They didn't have like a coronation ceremony like Queen Elizabeth did, but rather they were anointed with oil by a prophet. That's how David was anointed, a wonderfully classic, poignant story from the Old Testament. And that would have come to mind when they heard about this anointed one that was coming someday. And it would be a great king like David, the kind of prototypical king. And so there was all this hope laid on this figure of the Messiah. And Jesus picked one of the classic passages from Isaiah that described this Messiah. People would have loved that. And there was lots of discussion about who was this Messiah going to be and what would he do, especially because they were in a time of oppression, where the people of Israel wanted to be freed from that oppression and put a lot of hope in these kinds of passages, in this Messiah, that he was going to come and release them from captivity to the Romans, who had come and occupied their land, were taking exorbitant taxes from them. There was a lot of hope placed on this Messiah figure, that he would be the kind of person who would ride in on a horse and just take Jerusalem back for Israel by force. So you can imagine, as Jesus read this passage, everybody would be waiting for him to comment on it, to teach. He may have had a bit of a reputation for that kind of thing. He lived in his hometown for, you know, probably about 30 years already. They know him there. One of the only stories we really have of his childhood is of him being found in the temple, teaching and astounding the scholars there with his knowledge of the scriptures. So probably known at home as a good teacher of the Bible as well. And so people would have been waiting. What would Jesus say about the Messiah? What would he say about this passage in Isaiah? And what does he do? He says, "This passage has been fulfilled today in your hearing," and sits down. So what does he mean by that? Well, that's your question for today, to think about yourself and hopefully discuss with some others, because we encourage you, everybody, to not just do our challenges alone, but to find a group of people you can meet with regularly, to discuss what you've been watching and learning. Whenever you get a chance to watch the videos, listen to podcasts on your own, come together with others regularly, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, and discuss what you've been learning. So your question for today is simply, what do you think Jesus meant when he said that this passage from Isaiah was being fulfilled on that day in their hearing? Have a good one. Bye for now.